question. What type of fundraising have you done in the past? I'm kind of curious. Anyone?
Not a lot.
Okay.
Well, you know, one thing I'll say, just their time and effort and expertise is a lot. So,
go ahead, Robert.
It really hasn't been a whole lot. So, you know, like Dan's put our name in it. Lincoln Gibbs, you know, he just did it this year. First time, I think.
Sure.
And we got like about $1,200 just for that one little thing. And he's also talked to some groups that he's belonged to, and he's gotten other donations, you know, from groups that he belongs to. Then there were a few years back, we got just kind of out of the blue some money from an organization, and I forget the name of it now. It's Benevity something, and it's an entity, you know, that if you get on their website, then they help big corporations inform their employees as to where there are nonprofits and what they are doing, so that they can give to the community as the companies encourage them to do. So we've got several checks over the past, you know, from having a website, a part of, you know, that organization.
We also did the Schwann.
So he bugged some of our friends to buy some products from Schwann. So we got a few hundred dollars from there. And we just have had a few bequests, you know, kind of come to us over the few years. But actual fundraising, bigger efforts, this is the kind of the newer thing for us at this point in time.
I see.
Individuals, too. Dr. Nyman routinely would send a check to the friends. And he, for your information, served as secretary from the very beginning of the Friends until Robert came on as president, whereupon I switched and became secretary. Oh. So he served for many years as our secretary and donated regularly to the Friends.
And as Dr. Nyman is, even from the grave, he's helped us, because there was some money bequest, you know, at his funeral, memorials, and it came to us.
Yeah.
That was his request.
Nice.
Awesome.
All right. Anybody else? Questions or comments?
Public? Does anybody in the public have questions?
I just have a comment.
Okay. Now, we will have public comment about anything here in a few moments.
Oh. I just wanted to say that the VR team wants you as their friends to... They love you guys. They were very appreciative of all the support for Project Surge, John Fair. So and they kept saying, we want them as friends.
They can't have them.
Well, they can have them as friends.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to work out the line. Well, very good. Well, I'd like to thank Robert and Joe and
Chris and Barbara,
and those that aren't here for all that they're doing, because it is a very important component of services, and I just see a real upside, if, you know. And I think, I know John Wick, and I think he's a real good addition to your board, and I think he'll help you find some more money, because you definitely could use more and put it to great use, so thank you. Next on the agenda, we do have time for public comments. So does anybody want to be heard during the public comment time?
Yeah, I do.
That's Jim Urock. I hear him. Does anybody else?
Chris Boone,
okay.
You just spoke.
All right. And this can be about anything.
Yeah,
so. Anybody else? Okay, well, hearing none, I'll hand the microphone over to Jim.
All right. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. I want you to know that was right on time, too. I looked at my watch. It was 10 o'clock, so how about that?
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, good job. Just a quick comment about the Friends, and I'll ask my question. I was also on that board of the Friends for not very long. I think it was a few months. In the early inception, they were doing good work then. I'm glad you guys are doing the good stuff now that you're doing. One of the questions that I have, you know, I know we talked about this in one of the meetings, an agenda item that used to be on the agenda regarding report from the chair, and I understand the rationale why it was taken off, although I still don't agree with it. I'd like to ask each one of you, since the last meeting, what you have been doing to promote a positive image of the blind as well as the activities of the commission.
Well, Chad, since you're the closest to Nancy, my phone, we're going to let you go first, Chad.
All right, sounds good, I will. Here recently, just, it was last month sometime, I had an older gal from the community track me down and said that she was a flip phone, just an old flip phone, and was going to have to switch to an iPhone, but didn't have any idea how to use it. And she had heard from somebody that I was an iPhone user and had some questions. And so I just actually went to her house and met with her and showed her how my phone worked and everything. And so made her a lot more comfortable. But then on top of that, while I was there, I called Angie. And so they are getting things set up so she can become a client and we can get some services provided to her. And then other than that, just getting ready for working with my blind student for this next school year.
Thank you, Chad. Becky?
Well, other than, like Chad just said, I'm preparing for my students for the coming year. Did lots of research on technology this summer. And just a lot of just getting my focus back to school. And I also worked a day at Camp PI in the Burrell and had an awesome time there. And other than that, I guess that would sum it up.
Well, okay, well, I serve as the CB state president, and Jim and I, you hopefully remember this, Jim, that we had an opportunity to go speak to, with the participants in the wages program, and I always enjoy that, and seeing young, inspired people get some work experience. Earlier this week, I went and sat in on the vendors meeting, and being an old business guy, I'm always just fascinated by the business, and just excited to see how that's grown in the last several years. With the Omaha Association Blind, I'm the president there, and we had our summer banquet, and we borrowed the speaker that was at the Older Blind Conference, and I think she did a really nice job. So, and then Carlos came and kind of shared the theme of good news, so thank you, Carlos, for coming to that. I serve on the Nebraska Statewide Independent Living Council, and I recently became on the advisory committee for the Olmstead plan. And Olmstead is a law that it was mandated by the Supreme Court about 26 years ago, and our state is one of about half the states or less that do not have a plan. So looking forward to contributing on that. And then I serve on the Omaha has a Vision Resource Council or Commission, or I forget what
Coalition.
It's called. Coalition, yeah. VRC, and I always enjoy, I think I learn more than I contribute there, but good network. And then personally, in Omaha, if you were to ask anybody in Omaha what's the most important thing or challenge and other than work, it's usually transportation. So I've been on the vice chair of the stakeholders committee for the rapid bus transit that they'll be coming into Omaha. It comes with mixed emotions, but I think it's a good thing for the future of Omaha that I also serve on the Coordinated Transportation Committee, which uses federal funds to help provide transportation where public transportation doesn't go. So, you know, it's just an example that we all do different things in different ways. And I just get inspired when I'm around other blind people and seeing their needs and being able to use whatever platform we have to reach out to people. So that's all I got.
Okay, so since last meeting, at least I'm thinking this falls within Jim told us on the way down here he was, you know, he was going to ask us to talk about it, so he made me start thinking about, well, what have I been doing? So that senior conference, I would have looked up got the proper name and the dates. I think that we went to, that was in Kearney. I think that was after the last
meeting.
That
was before.
So I went there and as a presenter in several of the classes. I didn't represent any particular, well, the senior division of the National Federation of the Blind. I guess that was the main thing. But of course, we definitely talked to people about that the commission has, you know, instructors that can come to your house, because the little bit they were getting during that meeting was a great little teaser, but they really needed to follow up. And I guess I've seen some communications that some people have committed to some looks at our rehab center here, and I think are going to be getting more work from the teachers coming to their homes. That's really great to find out. Then, of course, as an NFB member, the senior division president, one thing I did where, I talked about the senior division, but also about the commission, is I was the speaker at the Omaha Association of Activity Directors. So this whole, so there were people there from nursing homes as well as extended care, and there was the big outfit that's in in Council Bluffs that works with a lot of mental, you know, handicapped type of individuals. So anyway, so a lot of notes were taken, a lot of literature was given, and I think hopefully that some of those people might, you know, take advantage of some services that they really maybe weren't aware of that were available. So that was a good thing. I do some personal counseling and or instruction even with people not just here in Nebraska, but like South Carolina. I do this by phone. I know a person in North Carolina, South Carolina. So I do a little bit of that as well. Sometimes I almost feel like I do a form of what some of our staff's now having to do from their home, working from their home, you know. So it's kind of like I've never quite stopped, and so I've got to keep motivated. You just got to, you know, get used to that way of doing business. So I definitely do some of that sort of thing. All right, Mr. Michael.
All right. Over the last few months since we last met, I've spent some time with with Carlos and working with state government on the Technology Access Clause and the state's adherence to it. I've been a participant in the commission's mentoring program, working with three gentlemen here in the state. As my term is nearing an end for the on the commission board, the last several weeks I've been spending time talking to really good quality candidates for the commission board. I'm a big believer in trying to promote diversity on our board, wanting to not only make sure that we have representation from across the state, so making sure we have representation outside of the Lincoln and Omaha metropolitan area, but also that we have good representation from different walks of life, whether it be people who are blind themselves, people who are parents of blind children, people who train blind individuals, people who teach blind kids, people who are maybe a blind vendor, different aspects of the blindness community, and having that diverse group make sure that we have those different perspectives when we consider things on the board. Again, because of my time on the board coming near to an end, I've been spending some time documenting and finalizing some of the tasks that I've been responsible for. Mm-hmm. So bringing that stuff up come to a close on my part so that I can hand it off to somebody else. Spent some time outside of the commission. Of course, I serve on the NFP of Nebraska State Board. We've had a meeting since the last commission board meeting, and we're in full swing of planning our state convention coming up here in October. I also work with the students of the Nebraska Association of Blind Students. I kind of serve as an advisory role for them, helping them to become a leader, become the leaders that they have the potential to be. Help them when they have questions and need a little bit of guidance or direction, but try to let them accomplish the tasks that they're on their own, that they're looking to tackle. So that's sort of what I've been up to for the last 2 months.
Good job.
Well, thank you. Well, that sounds like everybody's been really busy, and thank you. Good question, Jim. Thank you. Christine, you had a question or comment?
Comment.
Okay.
That was great. I love hearing what the commissioners have been up to. I have the perspective that I think the commission does incredible work, and I think this board also does incredible work, and I think it would be good if more people knew about the commission board, and then by association more people would know about the commission. I don't know how many people routinely attend commission meetings. I've only been to a few, and attendance has always been very light. I think it would be a really good thing if this commission could meet on a weekday. And I know that people have jobs. I also know that employers, if you serve as a governor's appointee on a commission board, are very happy to accommodate you and allow you to carry out that service without the need for vacation time. I think if the commission were to meet on a weekday, it would be easier for more people to attend. It is easier for many of us to get transportation during the week. And more importantly, I think commission staff could also attend more easily and could learn about their commissioners and what the commission does to keep the agency moving. So I just put that out there for your consideration. That's all. Thanks.
Mark?
Go ahead, Mike.
Respond to that?
Yeah, go ahead. I was just going to say, while I got the mic in my hand, what I maybe, if it's okay with the board, maybe we could put that as an agenda item at a future meeting so we could really come with some prepared thoughts and discussions. So that's my thought. But.
Okay. Chris, I know that, I don't know what all the logic was way back. I'm sure Barb sitting next to you might. For as long as I've been involved, the commission has always met on weekends, and I think some of the logic was with the same intent that you have is that it would allow people to come that otherwise couldn't attend. A lot of people who do work, not just the board members, but the while an employer might be happy to let a board member off work to attend, would the person that just wants to come and be in the audience, is the employer going to let them off to attend?
That's exactly right.
That's true.
Certainly we have transportation can be an issue on the weekends. I get that. But that's always been the reasoning in my mind, because I do know a lot of commission boards meet during the week. I know the Commission for the Deaf, Hard of Hearing, they meet during the week. That time off, hoping that people can get away from their jobs to come. If they're gonna make an effort to take a vacation day from work, hopefully they would take time off on a Saturday to come as well.
I have a weird question,
go ahead,
Robert.
Yeah.
There's a bar below when you get done.
So I don't know if I always believe what comes on my watch, but does someone in this room have a birthday today? I don't know if that's... the name was Connie, but I'm not sure.
Next
time.
Next
time.
She's starting, she's already celebrating.
Like I say, I don't believe everything comes on my watch.
All right. Well.
All right.
Yeah. And, you know, I still think we maybe need to have this as an agenda item.
I agree with you, Mark.
Typically, we plan out a couple quarters ahead, so those things are easy to work. But I'm all for anything that's going to encourage people that could come or might not come to come. So maybe
Barbara Lowe's.
Yeah, Barbara, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Here, I got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Like so many other things, you know, this has been experimented with back in the day, and I don't know if we did it often enough. I mean, we didn't ever develop a pattern of it, and so maybe we didn't do it long enough or whatever, but it, you know, it didn't really, I mean, there have been, I think more often than not, it's the topic sometimes that drives the attendance. Mm-hmm. Rather than the day of the week, but I don't know. It is an interesting idea to think about. We have done it before and had the kinds of concerns that have already been raised. So you know, it would be interesting to revisit it, perhaps.
I think Mark's right.
All right. Well, thank you for your comments and questions. I hadn't thought about it, so I guess it's worthy to think about it. And I know I have heard discussion on the other hand saying, you know, why do you always have your meetings on a Thursday? Why can't you have them on a weekend? So it goes both ways, but if we want to be truly inclusive, and I did like your comment about maybe having more staff be participants because it would fit more into their normal week, so... But I'm going to remember that, Robert. Let's put that on the agenda because we'll talk about it in a little more detail.
All right.
All right. Mike, come on.
I guess I have a question for Carlos about this exact topic. Not about moving our meetings, but about staff's ability to come and participate or attend. If they come and participate, are they coming on? You know, if they were to come, if we were to move our meetings to during the week, would they be able to attend, or would it be a conflict of their work schedule? I mean, like, would they be able to? Would they have to take vacation time to attend the meeting? I'm gonna answer that. I'll let you answer that first.
I was thinking about that too, in case somebody asked me. It gets tough, especially now that we are short of staff. I think what my first reaction is, we will be flexible. Meaning when they are at the meeting, they shouldn't be using work time unless they are presenting. Mm-hmm. But we will be flexible during the week, so they don't have to use their vacation time. And we are flexible in different areas with staff members. Again, that's because we don't have enough staff, and you know we are trying to focus on those things. But many times I talk to supervisors, they maybe change my mind because staff members do have a compelling reason sometimes. One time somebody, because I also mentioned this, how come you guys don't come to the commissioner meeting? I asked both the consumers and staff members. Mm-hmm. And the answer was, well, you know, we can listen to the recording later on. And again, I'm just saying what people told me.
Yeah.
Meaning, but there is another reason, you know, we wanted to come, so you show you are supporting staff members. Those who are from consumer organizations, they say, well, if the commission is in danger, then we will support. If there is an issue, then we will come. But you guys are okay. So it goes back and forth. And that happens on all commissions, I guess, like Barbara said. It depends on what the agenda is and the interest. So people will, we need to respect that, too, I think.
Okay,
very good. So I just had one of the little weird...
So my follow-up to that was that I wanted to ask...
One more thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy and I will like it this during the week, though.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
So my follow-up to that was, my reason for the question was to understand if staff were able to come just and essentially be paid to come to the staff meeting or to the commission board meeting, if they'd be here on paid time, or if they would have to be flex time or the, you know, their own time, so to speak. Because that certainly would make a difference as to, you know, if they were being paid to come or were able to be paid while they were attending, then if they came on a weekend, would they be able to essentially use it like flex time, take a few hours off during the week?
That's something that I let the supervisors talk, but okay. We never discussed this. Again, goes back to, if they come to this meeting, take what, 3 hours, 3.5 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Something used to take 5 hours,
right.
Rather than being with clients.
Right.
And maybe more important to be here, you know, I'm the one who needs to be here, the supervisor. But if that's something that we balance and say, yeah, we also think that the staff needs to be here, well, I think we need to know why.
Right.
Because like I said, folks mentioned they can listen that on the recording. But it gets tricky.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll just add my thoughts to that.
So, just something back to the Friends thing for a second, the t-shirts. Hopefully it's on the left sleeve, because I asked that it be on the left sleeve. On the ones that we purchased for them that are made the ones that they're doing this year, they're doing tie-dye. So this, what I'm going to tell you, won't be on this year's edition of t-shirts, but all the other ones on the left sleeve, I was hoping it would be on the left, it says, Friends of the Commission believe in you. Anyway,
that's good.
Yeah, the sponsorship thing.
Maybe one last thought on the meeting. You know, we do try to meet in different places, so maybe that one month out of the one time out of the four, we're in Lincoln. Maybe some staff that really have an interest, and maybe it's an interesting focus topic, or they can participate. It might be easier, but we'll just have to kind of talk about it.
I think one last comment to what you asked in regards to flexibility during the weekend. I think many staff members, they have kids and so forth.
Sure.
And they just don't want to give a weekend
right.
to be here.
Absolutely.
Even if it's work time.
I understand.
But if it's during the week and it's flex and they want to come, they will find ways to do it. You know?
Sure.
It's a way to encourage them.
Now, just another consideration. Thank you, Christine, for bringing that to our attention. Well, we have break on the agenda. My clock, which is the one that matters right now, says 10:25. So we're going to start at 10:40 sharp. So about a 15-minute break. So.